All right, folks, here we are with K-Fitz. We're here to talk Dallas Stars season, Dallas Stars off season, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Expert.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
Ain't that funny how that works? Now you're a Stars expert.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Oh, work phone's ringing today. I'm not sure what's going on later. I'm off. Give me a second here. Let me check this out. There we go. Sorry about that. When you know it, right when we start, work phone rings.
Hey, Stars expert, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
There's your proof.
Golden Knights won yet? Oh, no, not yet, but just about, right?
Yeah, dude, I'm so ready for it to be over. You already know it's going to happen. You.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't watched too much of this finals because I kind of figured how it was going to go. From what I've read on a few things, it seems like there's an agenda, and that's unfortunate.
Oh, you're talking about how Vegas is the new dog in town, and you know, the whole Vegas is supposed to win, yada, yada, that discussion?
Yeah, and they're trying to build up that base.
I've already seen on some of the Stars, what do you call them? Facebook groups, some quote unquote lifelong Vegas Golden Knight fans. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Lifelong. How long of a life is that? You know, I mean, really? Come on, man. You can't throw that out there. Oh, I'm a lifelong. Really? Okay.
Lifelong.
I bet you were a lifelong Raiders fan too, before they moved to Vegas, right? You know.
Okay, that could be possible.
Not if you live in Vegas. I doubt you're a Raiders fan.
Why, though?
Why?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Raiders do have it. Now, if it were the Steelers, I might buy that. Because the Steelers, they've probably got one of the best traveling fan bases I've ever seen. I've been to 4 NFL stadiums, 4 different games where the Steelers have played. And those were all away games for the Steelers. And I'm telling you, the stadiums were half and half. Even Dallas.
Jeez.
So, you know, that's a heck of a traveling fan base. I've also been to 3 Raiders games. I've been to 3 Raiders games. And yes, there is a fan base there, but it is nothing like what you see with the Steelers. There's just something about the Steelers that people gravitated to, especially in the 70s, and it's just passed down through the ages. I've got friends of mine who born in Dallas, raised in Dallas, and are diehard Steelers fans, hate the Cowboys. So, and that's just because it's just been passed down from, you know, their father was a Steelers fan in the 70s, and now they're a Steelers fan because their father was a Steelers fan, and that fan base is just that way. Now, the Raiders, they've moved so much, you know. You get the L.A. Raiders, you have the Oakland Raiders, the L.A. Raiders, and now you get the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to maintain a true fan base. So if someone were to tell me, oh, I've lived in Vegas my whole life and I've always been a Raiders fan, I'm so glad they're here, kind of need some proof on that one. California's close, but I would see them more as a Niners fan, to be honest with you. Niners, Chargers, something like that. Yeah, and depending upon what era they're from, I mean, even the Rams, when the Rams were in L.A., moved to St. Louis, and now they're back in L.A. So, good Lord, my head's spinning.
Well, I can tell you this. I am a lifelong Dallas Stars fan. Nobody can dispute that.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm a lifelong Houston Oilers fan. I will always be a Houston Oilers fan. I will carry that fan base with me to the day I die, because that's just – that was the first NFL team that I've ever followed and gotten into. Started watching them in the early 80s, followed them through the 90s, through the heartbreaking time when they, you know, lost that comeback to the Bills. And, you know, that was a season where we thought we might have had an all-Texas Super Bowl.
That would have been sweet. Unfortunately,
it just didn't happen. We had a couple opportunities to have an all-Texas Super Bowl during in the 90s. I mean, honestly, truly, it just didn't pan out. You know? Like I said, I think one year we lost to Denver, and then the next year we lost to Buffalo. You know, it just happened. But being that the Oilers are no more, I followed them to Tennessee. I am a Tennessee Titans fan. And then when the Houston Texans came along, I became a Houston Texans fan. And I'm just one of those, I'm stuck in a position where I'm a dual fan and I can't help it. I want to cut my ties with Tennessee, but those ties are deep. You know, especially the years of, you know, Steve McNair and Eddie George and Jeff Fisher as their head coach and things of that nature. Just, you know, I remember telling myself when Jeff Fisher's gone, I'm no longer going to be a Titans fan. And then Jeff Fisher left, but then I started following some of their players that were still there. So I just kept it. And then the Texans came about. I started following them from the get-go, and so I just have to watch myself when, you know, I always kind of go for whoever the home team is when they play each other, because they're in the same division. So when the Texans are home, I go for the Texans. When the Titans are home, I go for the Titans in that series. And if it's in the playoffs, well, I'm going to have to pull for Houston, unfortunately, because my allegiance does go to Houston. But that being said, yeah, lifelong Vegas fans, as you were fixing to tell me. Do tell me about the lifelong Vegas fans, please.
They're just some, I don't want to say SHIT kicker, but yeah, that's kind of what they were. Like, in the Dallas Stars group on Facebook, and they're like, yeah, I don't know why y'all let me in this group. Clearly you didn't answer the questions. Go Vegas, lifelong Vegas fan. I'm going... Okay. Lifelong Vegas Golden Knight fan. So that means, what does that mean exactly? You've been a fan for what, 3 years?
Yeah, what, 3 years? You know, and you guys had one of the best, you know, if not the best, expansion draft picks of the league I think I've ever seen. Why you guys should have won. If you didn't win, there's something wrong.
It's just luck, though.
The Zebras have a lot with that, too.
Yeah.
You see Zebras are a lucky... The Zebras are a very lucky animal. I'm sorry, did I say that? I meant to think that. I didn't mean to say it. I mean, come on now. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. I mean, you know, you're going to tell me the Panthers, you know, Florida is just dominating everybody, and then all of a sudden comes into this series, and, you know, they're just getting – and I don't want to take anything away from the Knights, but come on now. They couldn't barely beat us in the regular season, you know, and they were lucky to beat us in our series, in all honesty. I mean, truth be told, I mean, I think there's something there. Got a weird feeling about it. You know, the Stars fought back so hard and then all of a sudden fizzled so bad in that series. It's like, wait a minute, something's up. And for Ben to go out like the way he did, man, I'm telling you, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am not. I'm not one of those that sits there. But I'm telling you, when you start looking at the big, broad picture, Ben was, in fact, that was the main thing that we talked about going into the playoffs, is how Jamie Benn went from one of the biggest penalized players in the league to not even breaking, 20, 30 over the season? I mean, his numbers were low as far as penalty minutes go and penalty and time in the penalty box. But yet, you're telling me that all of a sudden our captain, Jamie Benn, is just going to make this god-awful decision to make this god-awful play that, in my opinion, is probably one of the worst plays I've seen all season, probably one of the most dirtiest plays, and turned pretty much a whole fan base against him at one point. And there's nothing there. Somebody's getting paid somewhere. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, with what I saw on Wes McCauley from some random page on Facebook, I shared because it made me laugh, how Wes McCauley would make some pretty right-on calls and then some very, very questionable. I'll say that. If you go back on my Facebook, you can see it.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
I very much think that same way, because the season before, everybody was all hyped up about Edmonton and Calgary, the Battle of Alberta. They hadn't seen that in quote unquote God knows how many years. And, there was a referee. He was from Calgary. And he refereed a couple of those games, Dallas versus Calgary. Look how that ended up. I'm not saying referees have any say in the outcome of games. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I don't know if anything goes on under the table. But it's a big question mark to me that your team would even put themselves in that position to let them have the say.
Right. And to bring that point even further home, anybody who's listened to this podcast through the whole season knows I am the type of person where I will call a spade. If the Dallas Stars do something wrong, I'm going to say they did something wrong. If a call needed to be made against the Stars and it was a good call, I'm going to say a call needed to be made against the Stars and it was a good call. And I was one of the first ones when it all happened that went on Facebook and even said, before the suspension was even put out there of what Jamie Benn got in that hit, I was one of the first ones to post that, I think it needed to be sufficient. I thought they needed to kick him out for the rest. I really did. I thought that was such an egregious penalty, and it could have really, that's one of those penalties. That's one of those hits that could have hospitalized somebody. And that's kind of what I look at things. Yes, accidents happen. And if it looked like it was an accident on Jamie's part, if it looked like he did not intentionally do what he did, I could float and say, okay, the two game, that's fine. It was an accident. It happens. But then, not only that, but his explanation afterwards was horrible. And I'll stand on it right now. Jamie Benn has yet to earn my respect back because he has not owned up to what he did. He cannot sit there and say he tried to put his hands down to catch himself. It was an accident. It was in the heat of the moment. It was this and that. No. You looked up and intentionally thrust your stick into another player's head and neck area. You were intending to hurt somebody, like generally intending to hurt somebody. And we didn't see that in Ben through the whole season. Or in any of the playoff games up to this point. And then all of a sudden, you're telling me in a crucial, critical moment where we really needed to be all hands on deck, Jamie Benn needed to really have a good game that game, we really needed to come back and we really needed a win, you're going to tell me that our captain, the leader of our team, the one who we're all supposed to follow behind, stop, get in line, follow his lead, do what he does, is all of a sudden going to make a decision that's, screw this game. I'm going to get myself taken out in the first period, let alone. We're not, and I'm going to do it so egregiously that now I'm also going to miss the next two games which by in fact they won, which is comical in my opinion. But you're telling me that all of a sudden he's just going to make this fly on the fly decision? No. He looked up, and I'm wondering, I hate to say this, I wish I could see what was within his vision of where he looked up. I've watched that video a few more times even afterwards, and I'm telling you, he looks up and looks at something or someone. It's like he was getting direction from something or someone. And all of a sudden, he looks up, and then all of a sudden, he looks down and just, oh. And you're telling me he just made this decision just to do it? No, come on now. Come on now.
Okay, here's an interesting thing for you that goes right along with what you're saying. Alex Petrangelo, Vegas Golden Knights, nails Tkachuk from Florida.
All right.
Could face a 10-game suspension. Could. Who does he play for, though? Vegas. And with what I've seen, a lot of people think that he's not going to get a suspension. If you look on Yahoo, it talks about him and how he makes an impact being, I guess, a smaller guy. I didn't know he was that small. But it's another situation of, you know, could it have been on purpose? Could it not have been on purpose? And what's the punishment going to be? Is it going to be enough? Is it going to be too much? Is it going to be too little? Petrangelo, though, for Vegas. This is terrible because Tkachuk is injured off of that. That's one of their best players. If not, well, it's not the best player. They have a whole slew of loaded talent there. And I bet you Petrangelo gets by with it.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know, what's funny is you don't see as much outrage over that either as you did the Ben hit.
No, because it's Alex Petrangelo. He's a Vegas Golden Knight. Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But he could face, quote-unquote, could face 10-game suspension with, what, 2 games left in the season?
Yeah.
Give or take. Let's be real. Vegas is going to take it. Okay?
Yeah, I don't see Florida coming back.
It's kind of, it was written in the cards, at least I feel like, when the series got started. Like, it felt the same as Calgary and Edmonton last year to me. I knew it was coming.
I think that Florida win was kind of a fluke and a oops, and uh-oh, how do we let that happen? I don't know.
And see, what it's like what you said. If Florida was supposed to annihilate everybody, how does Vegas just stop them in their tracks?
I mean, Florida's gone through, number one, the best team in the league by record in Boston. They went into the number two team and dominated them. I mean, they've dominated every team in this playoffs. You're telling me that you're trying to tell me that throughout the whole season, our division, which was not very dominant in the cross-division games, all of a sudden now our division is the dominant division because it's the Knights versus the Panthers, but yet the Panthers dominated all these other teams? Come on.
You know what's funny about that? There's a former Dallas Star or two in the Stanley Cup Finals right now. Riley Smith being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And, you know, as the Stars sit here and watch it from their couches and go golfing and whatnot, it kind of leaves you wondering, what's the future going to be like for Dallas? Like, knowing that we were defeated. Oh, this hurts. We were defeated by the probable, likely Stanley Cup champions. What is Dallas going to do to change everything up? Because as I've said from the very jump, I told you there's something about this team that feels like they have no backbone.
Well, that's the first thing they need to work on, is getting a little bit of backbone. The second thing they need to work on is a better defense. You know, it's great to have the offense that you can come back in games. It's better if you have the defense where you don't have to come back in games.
Yeah. I think we said that all up and down the season. I don't remember who's all up for contract negotiations, but the biggest name that I saw tossed around on social media being bought out is Ryan Suter. I'd like to know, Ryan Suter, keep him, let him go. What do you think?
I think we could let him go.
Let him go?
I think we could let Ryan Suter go. If there is someone else on the market that we can bring in, then we can afford to let Ryan Suter go. And I think Domi was on I know Domi was on our list, and so was Dadonov. And I think you keep them. I think they proved themselves. I think you offer them contracts. I think you know, whatever you got to do to figure it out, especially Domi, because you need a player like Domi who does have a backbone and isn't afraid to stick his nose in where it needs to be, and we need more of that. But I mean, I don't get me wrong, I'd like to keep him, but if we were to lose him, it would not be heartbreaking to me, if that makes sense. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, what are we doing? Now, if we were to get rid of, say, a Wyatt Johnson or something like that, I would question it, because you don't want to get rid of that youthful, especially someone who's doing as good as he is for as young as he is. But, you know, something's got to change, and maybe that's one of the things that needs to change.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think maybe they get younger. That's my hope, anyway. I liked Domi. I liked Dadonov. You know, it's no secret they brought them both in for a reason. I liked Dellandrea. I liked him a lot.
Oh, and yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, the three D's are all in it, and I think you keep all three of them, personally. I think you keep
Go ahead.
I think you keep Ty Dellandrea, Dadonov, and Domi. And if you were to have to get rid of one of those three, I hate to say it, sorry, Dadonov, I like you, but I think the other two had a little bit more of an impact. But if it's possible, I'd like to keep all three. The three Ds.
Man, that takes me back to a wrestling moment for some reason. Anyways. Yeah. yeah, that's proof. You know, maybe they need a little bit of backbone. Glenn Denning is on the UFA list. Do you keep him? If you let him walk, why do you let him walk? And if you keep him, how do you keep him?
You know, Glenn Denning is one of those where he's quiet, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he kind of scores that goal that you really needed. Mm-hmm. Or does or pulls a play out of his butt that you really, really needed. So, yeah, I don't know if I want to let him go.
Okay, fair. So we're working on Dellandrea, Domi, Dadonov, and Glenn Denning that we possibly would keep. Let's go, Joel Kiviranta.
No, I think we can get rid of him. He just hasn't done enough, in my opinion, to earn a spot to be kept. I think if we need to move some room around, make some space for a player that could be a little bit more impactful, I think we could lose him.
Okay, and to piggyback off of what you said, here's the thing as well. Denis Gurianov was one of those game-winning goal players from the promised run that we were supposed to have, which Tampa Bay just kind of put a screeching halt to that. Gurionov was there, and he got traded to Montreal. So, Kiviranta, streaky, just like Gurionov was. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Olofsson, thoughts on him?
Once again, just hasn't – I think we get if we need to trim some of the fat to make some room for some more impactful players, yeah, he's trimmable.
I don't think I saw enough of him.
No, that's what I'm saying. And I don't mean to make this sound wrong. It's nothing against him or what he's not a relevant player, if you understand my meaning.
Yeah. No, I mean, if he was going to make an impact, he would have been on the team the whole season.
Right. Know?
I don't know what their thought process on him was personally. You know, whether they just wanted to see what he had in him or if he was an experiment or, you know, whatever. Trade piece, whatever the case may be. But I didn't see enough of him, and I think if he had a future, he would have been right up there with Mr. Johnston and Delandria, personally.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame when you've got guys that are brought in like a Domi and a Dodonov that have had more of an impact on a team than you have. And for that, yeah, it's a no for me.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I think if you keep anybody, or not keep anybody, if you let anybody walk, it needs to be Olofsson or Kiviranta. I like Hanley, too.
Yeah.
I liked Hanley, too. He's a young D-man. You know, maybe he goes back down to Cedar Park.
A little bit more experience.
Yeah, couldn't hurt. But, you know, they need somebody on D. You know, Hakanpaa can't do it all himself. He really can't.
They definitely need to get some help on defense. They need and it needs to be an impactful player. It doesn't need to be just somebody who's going to fill a slot. I hate to say this, but right now, I feel like most of our defensemen are basically just filling a slot.
Fair. That is incredibly fair.
You know, they do the bare minimum of what's necessary, but as far as being impactful and helping change the momentum of games and things of that nature, especially when you're playing against teams who have more time on your side of the ice, those defensemen really need to help out your goalie and keep the pressure off. And Ottinger did a phenomenal job for what he was given, if you really want to look back at it all, especially if you look at how much time on our side of the ice a lot of these teams that we played against in the playoffs had. And that falls, in my opinion, to those defensemen.
Yeah. No, you're right. They had, it seemed like they had all the time in the world on the other end of the ice, and the Stars were just kind of standing around. I'm probably wrong there, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, you've got guys like Blumel that might need some time up there in the bigs. You have guys like Maverick Bork who are knocking on the door. You've got Rhett Gardner. Hanley.
There's a lot of talent out there.
There is. Hanley and Harley, to me, showed promise as far as the youngsters go. I wasn't really impressed with Lindell. Lindell's S.O. Lindell. Don't get me wrong. He's good. But is he good enough? That's the question. He's 6'3", 220. He should be able to throw his body around. I personally don't think that he hits enough. Nils Lundqvist is another guy that, you know, is he going to have a future with us? When Alex Petrovic just signed again, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Ryan Suter, nah. If you're going to buy out anybody, I'd say it'd be Ryan Suter. I'd say maybe look at Lundqvist and Lindell. Kiviranta can walk. I'm sorry, but I didn't see enough of him either. Too streaky. That's the whole
team's
problem.
Too streaky. You know, you might have a game where it's like, oh, wow, where'd this come from? Great. And then all of a sudden it's like five or six games later down the line. You're like, oh, you're still on the team. Oh, okay. Didn't even realize it.
And it only happened to a few guys that you're like, oh, hey, look at him go. It, consistently, that is.
Yeah.
You had Robertson, Hintz, Pavelski, go figure, number one line. Sagan was up there, kind of. Been up there, kind of. But anybody else? You know, even, I hate to say it, but poor Delandria. You know? Wyatt Johnston did his thing. I still think you give him the Calder. I really do.
Yeah. That was a travesty. And for him not to even, you know, it's not so bad he didn't get it. Okay, great. He didn't get it. But he wasn't even considered.
Makes you wonder what he was lacking.
Makes you wonder what those that voted on it were lacking in eyesight and knowledge and foresight on who's going to have the more impact.
Well, okay. So here's the thing on that, though. Seattle's an up-and-coming team. They had Matty Beniers. Matty Beniers, up-and-coming player with that.
I don't argue with Beniers. I don't argue. What I argue is the fact that he wasn't even considered.
He should have been. But here's the thing that they could have been thinking. The Stars are already on the map. You know, Seattle's just a baby. You know, and the first year they had a little bit of trouble. And by God, I will swear that by this until the day they put me on the ground. Seattle is the better of the expansion teams between Vegas and Seattle, okay?
Right.
I promise you that. Because they know how to get their hands dirty. Vegas seems like it's just pure luck anytime they hit the ice. Or maybe it's, I don't want to say it, but I kind of want to say it. You know what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
Seattle makes you pay attention to them. Whereas the flash of Vegas is just like, oh, hey, look at Vegas.
I'll be honest with you. I was more afraid of going against Seattle than I was against the Golden Knights. I really, honest and truly, I thought we were going to win that series against the Knights. I hadn't seen nothing all season that made me fearful of the Golden Knights like I was the Kraken.
This is why I believe right there, that very point you just made, that Vegas is nothing but luck. Because, you know, when the Stars rode Anton Khudobin into the Stanley Cup Finals against Tampa Bay stopped him. Hot goalie ended and met the better team. Vegas, on the other hand, is the team that everybody thinks shiny and new because they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals their first year, missed the playoffs, I believe, the second year. And the third year, they're back in. It's, oh, hey, redemption story. Let's look at Vegas. And then Seattle's just like, okay, we'll miss our first year playoffs. We're getting there. We got our feet wet in the season. It's time to rock. You know, and they did. Like, I'm not going to say it was a 180 turnaround or whatever the saying is, but they learned how to work. Guys like Jamie Oleksiak he's a worker. Dallas knows that very well. They called him the big rig because he can hit, and he was willing to do the dirty work. They made a mistake letting him go to Seattle. They really did.
Oh, I agree.
They could have let anybody else go, and God help me for saying that. Even somebody like Delandria, you know, whatever.
They could let Jamie Benn go at this point. I'm sorry. I'm on him right now, and I'm sorry. I'm gonna, because I come from the world where I've played sports, and yes, bending the rules is one thing, but bending them to where you can injure someone, a fellow player, you know, it's just.
And that's exactly my line of thinking. Like, there's so many hits here that have been hit and missed, quite literally. You know, Dumba on Pavelski, Jamie Benn.
That Dumba on Pavelski was horrible, and for nothing to come out of it, come on.
And that's not to say whether or not it was against the rules, but it's a call to look at the rules. Okay, because Pavelski, you had Jamie Benn, you had the dude that I just mentioned earlier, Pietrangelo. And, you know, there's been hits like that all season long where either, well, they got suspended or nope, they really didn't. And if you're going to roll a hit like that that's borderline, if you're going to give them suspensions one time, every last player that did anything similar to that needs to be a suspension.
Yeah. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
And I don't know if they play favorites. I don't know if reputation plays into it. It very well could. Not going to lie. And I can't say that I would be against that. You know, if I knew you had a certain reputation for this or that, then I would be watching for it. I sure would. But you have to treat everybody the same way. Because, you know, this is a league that is nowhere near the popularity of the NFL. The NBA and MLB are somehow below them, or under, above them as well. Sorry. English language and me don't really mix today. If I had to guess, I would say, of the big four leagues, or however many there is, I'd bet the NHL is at the bottom. You know, even in some place like Detroit, they have Hockey Town. But they also have the Pistons. They have the Lions, you know. The Tigers, even. Detroit Tigers. There's a lot of
sports. I would have to say it would depend on the air, the where you're at. In my opinion, because I can tell you this, you know, I have family up in Minnesota, and hockey is, and don't get me wrong, they like their Vikings and they like their Twins and that's, but I'm telling you, there are some Minnesota fans that still to this day hold the grudge against the Stars for moving to Texas and for moving to Texas of all places. And like I said, when you have family that's from Minnesota and you live in Texas and you're a Dallas Stars fan, let me tell you something. You catch a lot of flack. I mean, honestly and truly, you know, I catch more flack for being a Dallas Stars fan than I catch for ever being a Houston Texans or Tennessee Titans fan. and in fact, I don't hear, you know, so much about the Vikings and whatnot. But I do hear about the Wild and what the Wild are doing and things of that nature. And that's because, you know, Minnesota, you know, Wisconsin, a lot of those northern states, hockey's probably a little bit more popular than football. Maybe not football, but definitely than the others, than the NBA and Major League Baseball. I would say if you're up in the northern region, hockey's probably number two behind the NFL, especially if you're talking like Green Bay, Wisconsin, of course. That's going to be a football area just because of the legacy and the legend. The NFL's championship trophy is named after Lombardi, one of the greatest coaches ever. And he was from where? Green Bay. I mean, come on now. That area is just going to be, you know, it's football forever.
But you got me wondering if Pavelski's a freaking Packers fan now. Thanks.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You got me really wondering that now. If I ever get him on this podcast, I'm going to be like, hey, Captain America, are you a Packers fan? You're from Wisconsin.
Probably is. You know, I mean, you know, it's just like J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt's from, you know, the Wisconsin area. And he'll be the first one to tell you that, yeah, you know, he loves the teams he plays on, but, you know, he's always going to have that love for, you know, the Packers and the those dynasties. I mean, and it's hard not to be, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And you're right. It depends on the area. Minnesota's called the state of hockey for a reason.
I mean, you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. Let's just say, I'm just throwing this out there. You're a huge Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, geez.
Let's just say a job opportunity came open in New York, and it was the perfect job, and you were willing to do it, and you moved there, and you wind up working there. You're gonna do your job for whatever New York team it is you're doing, you know, sports casting for, be it the Giants, be it the Jets, be it, you know, whichever team from that area. But your allegiance is still always going to be to Dallas. Yes or no?
Dude, I wouldn't even let any New York team sign my paycheck. How about that?
I'm just saying, hypothetically, okay, fine, New Orleans. We'll just say New Orleans. How's that? You know, I understand the whole rivalry between New York and Dallas. I was just trying to say that, you know,
I wouldn't even let them sign a paycheck. No, I'm not going to New York. I'm a Dallas guy.
See, unlike you, I'm the type, if there was enough zeros in that paycheck, they could sign all they want.
This is a solid point. I might have to swallow my pride for about 9 years.
Hey, look, I know there's people out there that are like, oh, you can't buy me. Those people that say that have never been poor, in my opinion, and have never had to scrounge and have never had to scrimp and save. Because I'm telling you right now, with enough zeros, yeah, I love my Texans, I love my Titans, but I'd sell them out in a heartbeat. I'd still be their fan. I'd still be their fan. The same with the Stars. But if you gave me enough zeros, and you set my family straight, and you did right by my family, yeah, no, easy. Easy yes. Doesn't matter what market it is.
Well, hey, I've had my hometown team laugh at me at a job fair, so there's that too.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
And, you know, that kind of made me mad. That made me mad to a point where I threw all my cowboy stuff in the closet, and guess where it is to this day? That was 10 years ago, by the way. I buried that stuff in my closet. I haven't seen it in 10 years, no joke.
Man.
I wear nothing but Star stuff, so yeah, there's that. But, and you know, yeah, you're right. Money's money. And, you know, I hope that the Stars players that, you know, we're hoping want to stay here. I hope they think that as well. Because, like, I saw Max Domi say goodbye to Dallas. He said, thank you, Dallas, on Instagram. And man, the love just started pouring out for him. I was tempted to comment on it too, but like, I held back because, you know, I don't want to seem like a desperate fanboy, but, you know, there's a lot more to it than money. And, you know, Texas fans, as far as hockey goes, you know, we're a different bunch.
Yes.
You know, we take that crap from Minnesota. And I get it every day. You know this from one of my best friends. It's not our fault. But we'll happily embrace what y'all didn't. And that's what went down. Y'all gotta, if you're gonna call yourself the state of hockey, man, y'all gotta prove it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they didn't move for no reason. You know, it's just like, you know, people got mad at Bum Phillips and everything like that. Not Bum Phillips, but Bud, oh, no, I can't think of the name of the owner of Bud Adams. Jeez, man, my brain's not working today either. But anyway, people were mad at Bud Adams when he moved from Houston to Tennessee. And the reason he moved is because the Astrodome, well, yeah, it was great when it was first built, but it had been, you know, subpar compared to other, you know, stadiums and stuff. And he just wanted the city to ante up some to help build a new stadium, and they flat refused. They flat told him. And then they flat told him, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. They told him that in a city council meeting. They told him, if you don't like it, you can take your team and you can leave. And then the kicker of it is, here's the kicker. Years later, when Houston realized, oh, shoot, when their city council and their infinite freaking wisdom realized, oh, we've lost quite a bit of revenue not having an NFL team here. Oh, we need to figure out how we can get another team here, started petitioning for an expansion team. And then they forked the bill for half the stadium that was built. Now, you could have kept the Oilers there and built a new stadium and didn't have to go through that whole process, and everything would have been fine. So, you know, fan bases, for them to get mad at teams for moving, really need to take a step back and look at things. And, you know, there's fans of the Houston that hate Tennessee because they feel like Tennessee stole their Oilers. And that's not even it. If you want to be mad at somebody, you need to find who the members were of that city council back then. The ones that told Bud Adams that if he doesn't like it, you know, he could either build a stadium himself or he could just move his team. Well, he did the latter, moved his team. And as an owner, that's your prerogative. You can do that. You own that team. See, that's what people don't realize. You know, any team can be moved. Even the Dallas Cowboys, if they start floundering and their fan base gives up on them or the city doesn't back them the way it should, don't think for a minute Jerry Jones, who is a businessman, won't say, you know what, San Antonio sure is looking good for a place for a team. I'll move down there. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, so please don't freak out and say, oh, they would never do that. I'm just saying any team can move. Any team can petition the NFL to move because they can't work with the city that they're in because it's a business, and that's where people forget. Yes, it's a sport, and we as fans want to get behind our sport and get behind our team. But at the end of the day, when it's a professional sport like the NHL, like the NFL, like the NBA, like Major League Soccer, it is a business. It's a business first. These players are independent contractors. They're not, you know, they're not actual, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know how the NFL is structured. I know the NBA how the NHL is structured, but I know the NFL, they're contractors. They're not like employees of the NFL itself. They're part of a players association,
mm-hmm.
and they're contractors to these teams.
Yeah, same as the NHL. They have an NHL Players Association.
Yep. So
it's, you know, very similar.
That's why players can just move. You know, that's the whole free agency thing.
And yeah, you're not going to sit there. Oh, I mean, you might. You might be one of those people that were like, oh, I liked him in green or black or blue or red, and now he's playing for the yellow, and it's just, ew. Well, no, he had to do what he had to do.
Exactly. It's like J.J. Watt, my favorite player from the Houston Texans. My two favorite players from the Houston Texans are him and Andre Johnson. Those are my two be-all, end-all favorite players. I love them both. I love their passion. I love what they did for the city of Houston. And I love what they did for the NFL itself. You know, they did a lot for charity and things of that nature. And when the Texans thought J.J. Watt was no longer who we thought he was, they let him go. And didn't get anything for him, really, which is a shame.
Talk about bad business.
Yeah. That organization is finally starting to get its head around straight, and I'm excited about its future now. and this is the actual very first season since they were first conceived, since they were first inception into the league, where I'm actually excited for what's going to happen. Because I hate to say it, but being a Texans fan, and I'm sure you can relate to this being a Dallas fan, every season is kind of like, what bad decisions is the management going to do that's going to wind up hurting this team? Because I know it's coming. I know there's something. Something, somewhere is going to do something stupid, and it's going to throw the monkey wrench into the whole thing. And being a Texans fan, that's how the last few seasons have been. It's like, great, we got Deshaun Watson, but what's going to happen? Oh, no. He's not a good guy. They didn't do their due diligence. They really didn't study up on this guy. Oh, my God. Now we're dealing with this. And oh, what's McNair, the owner, doing? Oh, no. And now they're making this bad decision. Oh, no. Now they're letting this player go. Wait, why are we letting the head coach make the decisions? No, we should never let O'Brien make any kind of decisions. He's not the best decision maker. What's he doing? Oh, he got rid of Hopkins, our best receiver. Yeah, that's smart. And didn't get anything for him. Why not? You know, we lost our best players and didn't really get anything for them. It's a shame. At least we got some stuff from Watson. And what we got from Watson really helped structure what we're doing now. And then we've got new management, and they're starting to actually do what really, in my opinion, an NFL team should do. NHL, Dallas is kind of the same way with the Stars. You're kind of just like, okay, great. What are they going to do to screw this up?
Mm-hmm. I'm still mad that they let go of Gurianov. I really am. But they got Dadonov, and it makes me wonder, you know, I've gone from angry about it to, where does he fit in? You know? It gets my wheels turning. Like, I studied this stuff in college. It was the whole reason I went to college, so I could study sports management. And I wanted to know how they think, why they think, and what they think in any certain situation. Like, I just couldn't help it. And I find myself looking at guys like Wyatt Johnston, Jamie Benn, everybody, including Matt Murray down there in Cedar Park, and it's just like, these guys are cool. This guy's good. This guy's promising. Where does he fit in? I'm doing that with everybody. And, you know, I can't sit there and say any move is bad because, well, obviously they know something I don't because they're getting paid by them. But, you know, I'm just a curious guy now. And, by the way, Arizona is in a certain situation that's kind of like what Dallas went through. You know, they had a different agreement – issue with their agreement with Arizona. You know, there was some payments being lacked, whatever. And Arizona kicked them out. And now they're looking at coming to Texas. Possible.
San Antonio.
Oh, you've heard the rumor.
I've heard the rumor. And that's where I would go if I were them. Stay away from Houston. I mean, don't get me wrong. They've got Major League Baseball, NBA, and NFL. And that's probably all that town can handle right now. San Antonio is dying for more sports teams, and I think that'd be the best place for them.
And they got the Spurs Arena, too.
Yes, they do.
Put some ice on that bad boy and let it go.
Woo. Nice arena, too. If you've ever been there, it's a really nice arena.
I've seen it.
And even if you wanted, let's say they wanted to use the Alamo Dome for right now, they could use that for temporary.
Could they really?
I don't see why not.
Interesting.
I mean, they put ice in different places. I mean, they did the outside rink at that stadium, and for the All-Star.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wouldn't be hard to build up.
No, it wouldn't. And see, going back to the relocation thing, for any sports team, it's kind of a revitalization, okay? For whatever reason, it didn't work out in the previous location, so they move. You know, they did what they had to do for them. Yada, yada. The city and the team work out a deal, and, you know, what it really means is growth for the sport, not just the team.
Right.
You know, San Antonio, for everything that I know, all they have is the Spurs.
That's it. That's all they really have.
And
they've got a Major League Soccer team as well.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
I think they do. Maybe I'm thinking of the Houston Dynamo. Never mind.
Well, whatever the case, you know, it's okay to have growth in a sport in a state that you wouldn't see possible. Look, Texas, since the Stars came around, you know, they've had the Allen Americans. They've had, even before that, the Dallas hockey team, the Dallas Freeze or whatever they were called. Mm-hmm. Even before that, you know, there's a hockey museum in Dallas that the Stars own that showcases all the history of Dallas hockey. It's okay to bring another team here that had a disagreement from whatever reason on the last location to grow hockey. Like, it's fine. You know, it's a revitalization for a town, the team, the personnel. And look, for whatever reason, that didn't work out with Arizona. Who's to say they don't get another shot? You know, it's just, it's a business, like you said. It's a cycle. It's a never-ending thing. And it's supposed to happen in reality. You know, if a team doesn't want if a city doesn't want your team because they're not bringing in money to the city, well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to go bye-bye.
Of course.
They really are. And
for years, the Spurs really weren't a well-known team. And then all of a sudden, when they started, you know, winning and making it to the playoffs and championships, now all of a sudden, that's a basketball city. I mean, you can't go anywhere in San Antonio right now without seeing Spurs paraphernalia and merchandise everywhere. That town wants professional teams, and it blows me away that they have not had a professional football team or an NHL team or even a Major League Baseball team. Now, granted, I think Major League Baseball is probably kind of a stretch because you do have the Rangers and you do have the Astros, and I don't know if Major League Baseball is going to want to throw a third team in the state of Texas. However, NHL, definitely. NFL, for sure. They have been screaming for an NFL team to move down there for decades, at least the last 20 years that I know of.
That's crazy. And San Antonio, man, that's a good group of people down there. And it,
you know, not only is that a good group of people, it's a good place to go. You've got so much there. You've got the Alamo. You have the history of that. You've got Six Flags, Fiesta Texas. You've got water parks. You've got SeaWorld. I mean, there's so much there. It's my, honest and truly, I've been all over Texas as far as vacation spots. San Antonio is probably my favorite vacation spot. You've got the Riverwalk. There's just so much there. And could you imagine an expansion team going there, or I'm sorry, not expansion team, but them moving Arizona there, and then all of a sudden they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and what that would do for that city?
Everybody would win off of that.
Oh, definitely.
Everybody, from top to bottom of that whole team, from whoever the owner is, I forget his name, I'll be honest, all the way down to the janitors in the arena. Everybody would win because it's something you don't expect in a market you don't expect. And, you know, it gives the kids down there something to reach for.
Right?
It really does.
So I'm going to throw something out, and I forgot about this until here recently because I just said I know for the last 20 years. And the reason I know for the last 20 years they've been screaming for an NFL team, because I can I can remember when Red McComb owned the Minnesota Vikings and was going to move them to San Antonio and the stink that that brought up. Now, could you imagine? Minnesota fans are mad enough about us getting the stars. Could you imagine? Let's just say in an alternate reality, Red McCombs was able to move the Minnesota Vikings here to San Antonio. That's two Minnesota teams that have moved to the state of Texas. I don't think we'd ever hear the end of it.
That is a built-in rivalry right there. That's what it is.
It is. It is. But yeah, that's it just popped in my brain. That's how I was remembered, at least for the last 20 years, that San Antonio has been screaming that they want an NFL team. And they did. They put a huge push to Red McCombs because they were going to that was one of the reasons the if I'm not mistaken, that was one of the main reasons the Alamo Dome itself was built, was to kind of maybe coax them down here for that.
Interesting. Well, see, okay, here to couple that to kind of elevate your point, Minnesota Wild have nothing to do with the Minnesota North Stars. Not one little bit. The state of Minnesota believes that Mike Modano belongs to them. Guess who's playing in the Minnesota Wild alumni game? I believe it's this coming season. Mike Modano. Oh,
Mike Modano.
Yes.
Alumni. Oh, Lord.
Wrap your head around that, okay? If you want to poke the bear, do something like that.
Okay? Yeah.
And that is something, for what it's worth, people around Dallas say Modano's butt hurt because he got kicked off his quote-unquote team role, and, you know, he's went straight to Minnesota. Whatever. Okay, who cares? If he was butthurt, fine. We don't need him. We moved on. If he still wants to carry that around, that's his problem. It's just like the Minnesota fans. If y'all want to carry that around, man, it's your problem. The teams that are making money, dude, they're not going to care. They're not going to care at all. All they care about is their pockets getting lined.
I agree.
And they're going to care about the present fans and their present situation. They're going to care about making whatever area they're in more fan-friendly, putting on a show for you guys, and just rocking the darn thing. And, you know, Arizona has a bad reputation right now for going through the Arizona State Arena, I forget what it's called, and trashing it. Look, Texans aren't going to handle that very well. So, you know, if y'all do move down to Texas, y'all need to get your stuff straight, too.
Yep.
It's about respect. If you want respect, you earn it down here, and we'll gladly give it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not called the friendly state just because we're pretty.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, JJ, I'm going to have to cut it short now. I got a few things I got to get done this afternoon.
All right, well, that was the Lone Star Barn Burner Hockey Podcast. We got a little bit into stars and a little bit of everything in between. Not much else to talk about. We did touch on free agency, so I appreciate you coming into the show.
Yeah, we'll delve more into the free agency market once the season's over and we can actually start looking at what options we have.
Yeah. Is it October yet?
I wish.
Yeah, me too. Anyways, man. Thanks for your time. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to the awesome owner of the site for letting us do the show. We'll catch you next time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, JJ.
Thank you. See you soon.